We have 8 of the 14 members and 2 of the creators here today. And we'll just start by asking everyone to introduce themselves and, you know, where they're from and how old they are.
Hello there, this is Julio CB, and I'm 18 years old, and I'm Colombian.
Hello, this is Matthew Kaikai. I'm 15 years old, and I'm from Sierra Leone.
Hi, this is Toby Adanza from Philippines, and I'm 18 years old.
Hi, I'm Alexa, and I'm from Philippines, and I'm 19 years old.
Hi, this is Coco. I'm from Taiwan, and I'm 15 years old.
Hi, this is Myra, and I'm from Colombia, and I'm 16 years old.
Hello, I'm Jay Hu. I'm a Chinese, and I'm 18 years old.
Hi, I'm Ivanka. I'm Ukrainian, and I'm 18.
Those were some of the members of Glee, and we have here Karen Q, who was the creator of Glee, and we'll get her to introduce herself and why she came up with this program.
Hi there, my name is Karen Q, and I work at Immigrant Services, and I am the outreach coordinator. The way that the program came to life was really, it's been in our thoughts for quite a while. In the fall of 2010, we started a program, and it was a video production program. But out of that, we also did a live show, and that's where I met China Lewis and a number of other talented musicians, as well as some of the participants in the video who really loved to sing. And it became very clear that it was so obvious that really the next step was to do a really crazy, wild, fantastic music-based program where young people could come out and really show what they had to offer. And really the idea was to have newcomer and immigrant young people come out and really show the community and inspire of young people in Guelph that really we're here to stay, and we're you know, sort of I'm blanking. Maybe this is a good point to hand over to China, and then I will gather my thoughts.
So is it the same question for me as well? So like Karen said, it was kind of an idea that was just kind of fostered in immigration services, and then because I was part of the showcase, I think in March of this year, she approached me. She sent me an email while I was still in school and asked me if I'd be interested. And we had a meeting when I came home from school. And she said, well, I would like it to be sort of, you know, a music ensemble / you know, arts ensemble. And she asked me if I'd be interested in, you know, fleshing it out and giving her ideas. So what happened through that month is I came up with the program, the rough outline of the program, and the program definitely included the creation of an original tune. That was a definite thing. Then the second thing was possibly a drum circle, and then dance, and then spoken word. So everything artistic that we were able to either locate with our resources or with my own skills, we were going to put into the program. So after I wrote the rough outline, I went to Karen, and then we just kind of tweaked it. And when we were happy with it, we went into different high schools in Guelph, and we advertised it as an empowerment ensemble. Because it's really tricky to go into a school and say, well, if you're an immigrant, put your hand up. You know, like, no one will... I will be the first. I mean, I was an immigrant when I was 9 years old. Fortunately, I came here when I was younger, but I would be the last to put my hand up, you know? I think the last thing you want to do is stand out, and you just want to blend in high school. So we advertise it as Glee, the Empowerment Ensemble. We're coming together, and we're making great music, and we're going to empower other newcomers. And what's amazing is that this group of youth, they all had that same mentality, and they all wanted to empower, and they were all really excited, all just, you know, gung-ho about this. And that was the requirement, really. You didn't have to have musical experience. Fortunately, someone like Ivanka, she was, you know, she has musical training, but a lot of these youth don't have any musical training, just a strong passion for it. And that was... you know, that's where it all started, and that's where it kind of grew, with the passion, with the idea, with the group of people that we have.
It's quite interesting because, again, we know it's the first year that it took place, and, you know, 6 weeks of practice and everything culminated in a performance on August 12th at the Guelph Youth and Music Center. And again, it's the first time that this is happening. You don't know what it's all about. You don't know how you would do, and that you continued and you persevered for those 6 weeks. And, you know, everyone got up on stage and then did what they had to do. And, you know, many people or everyone in the audience was very pleased by your performance. And I think they learned something new, different cultures, about different cultures. And many of your parents, I'm sure, they didn't even know that you had this within you, and were very proud of you. And for the teachers out there who have played a role in getting you to be a part of it, you know, you should also be proud. So at this time, I'd like to ask Karen if, to her knowledge, if there are any other ensembles like Glee in Guelph.
Not to my knowledge, but I may not have a huge knowledge. I think what makes this different is that, one, it wasn't about music ability, and that's a really big one, because at the end of it, I would say that was another challenge that really this group just was amazing, because there were different abilities, from people that had very little musical experience to people who had a lot of musical experience, and bringing those two groups together is challenging and it's difficult, and I think it can be frustrating, and I think this group really worked well together and totally supported each other. And so I think that's kind of a unique thing in it, because really the focus is music, but, you know, the secondary focus is really, can you work as a team? Can you be supportive of each other? Because that's what it takes to have a strong newcomer community. So, I you know, again, the group totally excelled at that.
Yeah. And, you know, my heart was really touched because I know an immigrant family here, and they came to Canada in November last year, and their two daughters participated. And, you know, for someone who's so new to Guelph, to be involved in an ensemble like this, and not, you know, probably not know many people here in Canada, I think it was a very brave effort. I'm sure a lot of you here today are in the same category. So, again, kudos from myself to you all. And at this time, I would ask some of you, what did you do during those 6 weeks? Where did you start off from, and what did you grow into today?
Well, in those weeks, it was interesting, actually. We got a lot of time, eh? Like, it was only 6 weeks, but still, I don't know, we all got to know each other, and we actually became kind of like us, we became a family, I guess. And, we shared experience, and we did a lot of drumming, dancing, singing, and, in the process of creating our song, we had a lot of fun too, right? And, that I think that matters a lot, because, like, well, you don't want to just, like, focus on something and leaving the fun, like, alone, right? You want to be able to have fun and do something. So, yeah.
I really agree with Julio, because there's a really fine line between keeping it fun, but it's still getting the work done. And for these, for all of them to take time out of their summer when they're supposed to just, you know, veg out on their couch and not do anything, it was really nice to see the commitment. They came out every Tuesday and Thursday, and they just listened to me rant. And, you know, it was awesome, because I'm not that much older than they are. I'm 20 years old, and I'm in my first year of university, and I had what I had to offer, and they took it so genuinely, and they just wanted to learn everything. Everyone that I brought in, they were all... Nabi was saying, Nabi Loney, she was the songwriting workshop leader. She was just saying how impressed at how good they were at listening, and how much they picked up, and it's just really impressive that they genuinely wanted to make this work. And yeah, throughout the weeks, like they said, there was a drum workshop led by Mike Boyd, and then there was the songwriting workshop, and then the dance thing was kind of iffy because I have no background in dance. Ryan Antua, the other facilitator, he was the dancer. He is the dancer. He's not a dancer anymore. And the idea was just so vague. We're like, well, we could drum and dance. We could, but I haven't... I have no experience or knowledge in that. So a lot of the couple of the Colombian youth, Julio, Mayra, Francisco, and also Chris Curtima, he's not here right now. They all had, they all had a passion for dance. And then as soon as the drums started, they got on the floor and they just, they moved their hips and they moved their feet. It was just something that wasn't even in mine or Karen's power. It was purely them. And through the weeks we did that, and the songwriting part was really interesting because there were some days we just walked out of there wanting to kill each other. It was like, what's the next line? I don't know. What's the next line? Like, how about this? No, I don't like it. And basically at the end of it, I just started saying, I don't like that. I don't like that. Or people would be like, no, no. Like at first it was like, oh, maybe it could work. But by the end of it, we're just like, no, no. And that was really challenging because me as a songwriter, I know what thoughts are up here in my head and they flush out. But with everyone had their own input and everyone had their own rhyme. Everyone had, and it was that coming together. And this song we might play for you later is really interesting because it's made up of bits and pieces of all of the youth here. And really, like, either it's an idea or a rhyme or everything. Everything is made up of them. And that's really what happened throughout the weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, China, I do commend your leadership because I was going to mention that, you're not much older than, the students that you had to lead. And the fact that they were all respectful in listening to you and taking your advice and felt comfortable in providing you with their thoughts and you giving them that constructive feedback. And, I'm sure no one's feelings were hurt, or maybe they were, but they understood why certain things couldn't, be added, but that everyone had their input into it. I think it's great. And for anyone listening, we will talk a little bit about the future of Glee, but I mean, this is an opportunity, as Toby was saying, that she learned something new about composing, and maybe it's something that she can do in her future. And for the rest of you as well. So I know there has been a lot of talking and everyone's probably now interested to hear, for those of the listeners who missed the show, would like to hear that creation that you all came up with. And so we'd like to hear from you at this time.
This road has traveled, left my land to step on new gravel. I miss the smell of my native air. I miss it so much, it's hard to bear. I park my thoughts on memory lane, remembering the good to ease the pain. I'm dragging my feet now, picking up the pace. I think I am going to a better place. I wanna paint this Hollywood, paint it brown, yellow, red. I think we really could something so, so beautiful. Wear it on our chests, wear it on my heart. Wear it on our chests, wear it on my heart. Wear it on chest, wear it on my heart, wear it on our chest, wear it on my heart.
Awesome. What a beautiful song, and I must admit I had to leave the studio else I would break down crying. It was very, very touching, and we're going to ask Ivanka right now about maybe where the song came from, where the idea came from, and how it grew into what it is today.
Okay, so I remember that we were sitting like a small group, and I just remembered that like a few days before this, I was in Kitchener, sitting with my family in one cafe and having lunch. And I just looked in the window and I saw that like one man was like he had like boxes and stuff, and he was just sleeping on the bench, and he is like homeless, right? And at the same time, there like intersection, and I saw such a beautiful sport car standing right in front of him. So, and I saw that just the pavement is the edge, like the line between two different worlds, and is all our life is all about, right? And I actually like wrote a song before, and I just told China the chorus of the song, and we used some of my words as a bridge in our song. So that's how it started.
Something that really was required to put it was our experience and how we got here. And well, I come from Colombia, and the part I had to sing with my other friend Chris was how we came here and we made some new friends. But I don't think anyone really knows how it feels to start all over in a different place, which for me was like really hard because I had no English and I had no friends, and sometimes I feel so lonely because I was criticized from where I came from. So this song is really touching because it means so much to those who aren't from this origin country. So I really appreciate being in this group, and it was just the best part of my summer. So thank you, China. Thank you, everyone.
It's very touching because I remember I'm also an immigrant to Canada, and I came when I just turned 17. I came when I was, I came without my family. I came to stay with my sister. And one of the main things I remember in my home country, it cost money to make calls, like even a local call. And coming to Canada, the calls were free, but I had absolutely nobody to call. So just reminds me of my time, yeah. And I wish that I had an ensemble like this to join when I was all alone here in Canada. Okay, so I'd like to ask a couple of you from Glee, what did you gain from being a part of this group? And I would like you to speak to some of the newcomer youth out there. Maybe they were here in Canada for a few months and are looking for a similar experience. And so what did you gain from being a part of Glee?
I think I'm the only person here that doesn't really have any like singing knowledge. But the reason I applied, because I really, really love music. I love singing, although I don't have any knowledge or any, I don't really know how to play any instruments. But when I saw like the website and I saw China and all her experience and all that, and I know that I will gain a lot from it, so I just applied, and the only thing I wrote on my application is that I love music. I think, yeah, that's because I think that's really what inspired me to join, and this is my first time like joining to a Glee club and kind of Glee group. I never even like kind of imagined me or dreamed me joining a singing group like this. It's like really, really amazing. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
That's one thing that was, as much as I showed what I could teach them, they taught me just as much. Just seeing them go from really, really quiet and reserved and just, oh yeah, I'm here to join this club, to opening up
their entire being and singing on stage. There's a girl named Olivia who's not here right now. She did an a cappella piece at the showcase, and she really just blew everyone away. And she was so frightened. Like, she said, I don't want to go. And you remember the performance, right? Like, she was just, you know, she didn't have... But I told her, you know, well, when she was going to not do it, I said, well, you're going to turn around right now, and in 5 years, you're going to regret this, that you didn't step on stage and just show what you, people that you have. And she just put that aside, and her fears aside, and she asked the audience to close their eyes, and she just sang her heart out. And it was literally like watching her pour her soul out onto stage. And all of them, they just, when they went on stage, it was, they were so different. Like, you know, their confidence has soared, and it was just so amazing to see that. And I think if they've gained anything from this, if we want them to gain anything from this, it isn't musical knowledge or, you know, how to sing and all that. I mean, that's great and everything, but it's the confidence that they'll take with them for them with the rest of their lives, and applying it to the things that they want to do in life. And that confidence, you know, will take them far.
Yeah. I agree about that confidence. It's one thing to go up and maybe speak in a language that's not your home language, and again, that, you know, people be critical of what you're about, you know, you're saying, and to go up and maybe not even have that musical experience singing in a language that's not your native language as well. You know, I don't know any other way to describe confidence, and I'm glad that you all had that experience, and that you will take it through your studies, doing presentations at university or at college, or whatever plans that you have for your future. And speaking of future, I believe that Glee does have a brilliant and a bright future ahead. And I will just get Karen to maybe tell us the future of Glee. And for those of you who are listening who would like to be involved, she can give you some more information.
The idea for Glee is for it to become self-sustainable, and for everyone in the ensemble to continue, and for it to be ongoing, and to constantly involve more and more people. And so what we're doing is we are starting a new program that isn't necessarily the ensemble, but we've been working towards different events. So our next major milestone event, and this is where it all sort of started, and I'm really sort of happy that it started there, which is March 21st, which is the International Day for the Elimination the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. And we did that last year, March, not on the 21st, but 21st is the day. So we're going to be working towards that again, with a bit more of an emphasis this time on performance and theater. So we will be running a theater program. So it's sort of wanting to reinvent all the time as well, because, and keep it dynamic and keep it really, you know, and as it grows, for there to be more input from people who are involved, and, you know, to really define what it's going to look like. But at least what I can say is that we're going to have these milestones of March 21st as our date, and then continue to another program during the summer, which will be more focused, which will be the music focus, again with a performance in for the International Day. International Youth Day.
Okay. How can people who are interested in the March 21st event find out information about it? Because I'm sure everyone's now jumping, and I see there's so many smiles from the students of the ensemble, like they already want to participate. So for those of you out there who are interested, how can they find out more information?
Well, we do have, I think the best way is really on the website. And our website at Immigrant Services is www.is-gw.ca/glee, or people could call me at Immigrant Services, and my number is 519-836-2222, and they can speak to me, Karen Q. So I'm there to answer any of those questions. But I will be doing a full-on outreach thing in September. And the exciting thing as well about the March 21st event, I haven't heard, but I'm hoping to do it on campus here. So that'll be nice to have a sort of a more, a closer connection with your office. And I just wanted to say, that was one comment that I just had as well, is I just love your Diversity in Action campaign. It's really wonderful, and that's the Office of Intercultural Affairs. They have a wonderful poster campaign called Diversity in Action, and it's really wonderful. And I just have to say that, you know, not to go toe-to-toe, but this is, you know, our Diversity in Action as well, which is really great. I have one little anecdote, and I don't know how to, I know at the time I felt a little annoyed, but I also understand where it's coming from, and to me this is what it means to be in Guelph, for us to be in Guelph. The group was practicing at the library, and it was really, and oh, I just wanted to say thank you so much to the Guelph Library. They've been so supportive in hosting the group. It's been wonderful in their downtown programming room. It's a lovely space, and often people will just drop in, you know, library patrons will just drop in and take a listen, and, you know, and we're really quite impressed. And one day I was there, and there was a lady that was sitting sort of just outside and listening, and she was quite admiring of the group, and she turned to me and she said, "Oh, is this group from Guelph?" And I was sort of, well, you know, I was kind of taken aback, because I was like, well, yeah, we're from Guelph. I mean, we didn't get on a bus from somewhere and come, you know. But that's what people aren't used to seeing. And so that really is a really great, it's always wonderful, you know, to see reactions where it's like, oh, wow, yes, this is Guelph.
Yes, Guelph is increasing in its diversity, and a lot of new immigrants coming in. So, yeah, I always got those questions too, like, where are you from? Yes, I live here in Guelph, so I understand what you're saying. Okay, and well, I really appreciate all of you being here today. It was an amazing show. You know, we had the performance as well, so thank you very much for that. I know that your confidence is all increased, and thank you for contributing to our show today. Thank you for Karen and for China for also being here, and for inspiring and stirring up our newcomer youth in the community of Guelph. So thank you very much for being here today, and look forward to another OIE radio show.
CFRU 93.3. Thanks to everyone who donated to CFRU during this year's Raise Your Voice funding drive. This year we raised money to help make our station more accessible to volunteers and programmers with disabilities. In partnership with the Canadian Disability Resource Council, we plan to purchase assistive technology to make it easier for all volunteers, including those with disabilities, to make quality radio. You can drop off your pledges anytime. Donors can pick up their prizes starting November the 10th at CFRU. We're located at the University of Guelph on the second floor of the University Centre. Everyone who donated $25 and over will receive a tax receipt and a Friends of CFRU discount card. These will be mailed out on November the 30th. If you'd like to make a pledge, there's still time. Call 519-837-2378. That's 837-CFRU. Or visit www.cfru.ca to donate. Thanks for making CFRU more accessible for everyone in our community.
Cowboy. You're listening to A Fever Pitch on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. My name's Alex. I'm your host. This is the show that starts off slow and works its way up to something a little crazier for the end of the hour at 3 o'clock. Right now we've got Javelin playing in the background from their latest album, Canyon Candy. This is Cowpoke. Got a lot of hip-hop for you today, sprinkled in with some soul and funk, so stay tuned. I'll let you listen to some Javelin now here on CFRU 93.3 FM.